It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Number is on your screen. Please call and someone will answer. If you have any prayer request, we'll be more than happy to pray for you and your needs. As you know, we are studying about the second coming of Christ. And we almost finished the second coming of Christ, and we said a next step will be we are studying about the millennium. Jesus Christ came, or Jesus Christ will come. We learn He will come in the cloud, and He will come with His holy angels. He will come with the saints, and He will come with His army. And we learn that He will have the sword in His mouth, and He will destroy His enemy. And we learn, and Isaiah 66 verse 15 and 16, he says He comes with a fire and fiery chariot, and just like a whirlwind. And so He comes to destroy His enemy. And we learn that in the second coming of Christ, last thing He is going to do, once His enemy is destroyed, and His main three enemies, one is the devil, who is the deceiver, who was the Lucifer, who tried to destroy Adam and Eve. The same devil tried to destroy Jesus Christ, but the Word of God says Jesus Christ defeated him on the cross, and He defeated the death on the cross, because devil is the one causing death. So now we see when Jesus Christ comes, what the angel is going to do, he's going to come and tie the devil with a chain and put him in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. So he will not be deceiving the people, and they will be peaceful kingdom. But at the same time, as we know, in the time of tribulation, Antichrist, who is called the beast, and false prophet, also he is called the beast, second beast. These both were causing a lot of problems in the great tribulation. Those will be get hold of, Jesus Christ will come and get hold of them, and then he will be putting them in a lake of fire. And that we learn in a book of Revelation chapter 19, it will happen. And the chapter 10, also we learn that, chapter 20, Revelation chapter 20, the devil will be bound. So now the devil is bound, and there will be peaceful kingdom. As we learn in the book of Psalm, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says Jesus Christ will be coming, and He will be ruling all the nations all over the world with a rod of iron. And so many people are thinking, where Jesus Christ already defeated, He will be already defeating enemy, there won't be enemy remaining, then why He has to rule with a rod of iron? Jesus Christ is going to have a peaceful kingdom, but He is not going to have a kingdom with people are giving Him hard time. People will be afraid of Him because He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and 27, Jesus Christ says, if church is overcoming, then He will give the same authority what He has from His Father to rule the nations with a rod of iron. And so we will be ruling with Him. And same authority He is going to give it to us, because He said, my Father has given this authority, given this power, I'm going to give it to you. And Jesus Christ already told His disciples when He was on earth, Matthew chapter 19 verse 28, He says, you will be sitting on the 12 thrones of Israel and you judging the 12 tribes or the whole nation. And so the children of God, as I said, Jesus' disciples, the bride, will be ruling with Jesus Christ. And Revelation chapter 20 verse 6, it says that these people not only be kings, but they will be priests. So we will be priests and kings. Jesus Christ is called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Not only that, he is called the High Priest. So we will be ruling with Christ on this millennium kingdom. And so the Word of God says Jesus Christ's kingdom will be forever. If you remember, angel came and talked to Mary, and he says he's the Son of the Highest. Not only that, he is going to rule on the David's throne, and his throne will be forever. So when you listen to this, that his rule will be forever, people thinking that this kingdom will be not finished, and we will be ruling on this earth, and Jesus will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords on this earth forever. But if you read in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 and 21, the Word of God says he will be ruling in even future ages. Today Jesus Christ is King. He defeated the enemy and he is over all the kingdoms and all the kings and everyone. Devil has no power and he is ruler over all whole world. And in millennium, he will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But that doesn't mean that kingdom and millennium kingdom is finished and then there will be no more kingdom. If the millennium kingdom is over, then there will be everlasting kingdom in heaven. There are many people who do not want to believe that. They are thinking we are satisfied if we live in this world, and if we live in this world forever, that will be fine. This is not the plan of God. If that was the plan of God, then Jesus Christ would not be saying, I'm going to go to my Father, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and there are many mansions already, but I'm going to build a special place, and then I'll come back and take you with me and wherever I am. So the Jesus Christ is preparing this Jerusalem or the bride's place almost now 2,000 years. When he comes back, then he rules on this earth for 1,000 years. Otherwise, it would have said eternity. And some, what do you call this, when you read the Daniel or you read the, what do you call the Luke, it sounds like forever. But indirectly, forever means his kingdom is not going to vanish. If you read in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he said Jesus Christ will come and the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we will be transformed, and he says we will go with him and we will be with him forever. It sounded like when we go to heaven, we'll be there in heaven forever. No, we go to heaven, we come back, and then we stay in his kingdom on this earth when this kingdom finish, and then we'll go wherever he takes us to, eternal kingdom. That's what he says, we will be with him forever. So the Jesus Christ kingdom will be forever, but is not going to be on earth forever. Otherwise the Word of God will not say millennium or the 1,000 years reign. If it is 1,000 years reign, then we cannot say 1,000 years is forever. But people are making mistake and they are saying this world is not going to vanish, this world will be forever, and they're giving scriptures. But we will be learning later on. God has a plan. Our God lives in heaven and we want to go to heaven. And we are going to spend eternity in heaven, not in this earth. This earth kingdom will be just for 1,000 years. And that's the reason the Word of God says when Jesus Christ comes and establish his kingdom. If you read Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4, it says in that time there won't be any war, because Jesus Christ already defeated all the kingdoms of the world, and there was no one has power to defeat Jesus Christ again. And already Antichrist and false prophets is already put in the lake of fire. It will be, but I'm just saying what would happen. they will be putting in the lake of fire. And the devil who deceives, he will be chained and put it in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. That means 1,000 years there will be no war. They're saying swords will be turned to the plowshares. That means all these swords and the guns and all the metal kinds of weapons, they will be turned to the farming tools. Though nobody will have war with Christ, and there will be peaceful kingdom. You know, as the Isaiah says, Isaiah 9:6, Jesus Christ is called what? Prince of Peace. So when Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, that kingdom will be peaceful kingdom. In that kingdom, there will be no war, no fighting, and nobody will try to destroy Jesus Christ's kingdom. That's what he says, his kingdom will be forever. No one has power to defeat Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will be ruling on this earth for 1,000 years. And the word of God says, as his kingdom will be peaceful. And so we are craving for the peaceful kingdom. Look at the Israeli people today. What's happening? They have no peace. Many people, thousands of years, trying to get treaty, trying to make people peace with the Muslims. And every 4 years, a different president comes and tries to get peace and peace. It's not happening. The Word of God says there won't be any peace until Christ comes and establishes his kingdom. Jesus Christ is the only one, the Prince of Peace. As you know, David defeated so many nations, and then his son became a king. And his son started praying, Lord, I don't know how to rule these nations. I don't know. I don't have experience like my father. I need wisdom. So God was very pleased because he didn't ask eternal life or any other things, but he just asked the wisdom. God said, I'm going to give you wisdom, and I'm going to give you the treasures or wealth. And the king Solomon was the greatest king ever lived, with riches and the wisdom. And the word of God says so many people were coming from far, far countries to see the Solomon the king. And the queen of Sheba came from far away to see his kingdom. And she said, hey, when I heard and when I came, I did not know all of these things. I heard only 50%. But now I see how much this king is wise and how much God has blessed him. Jesus Christ was saying in Matthew chapter 12, verse 42, he says, you know what? The queen of Sheba came to see Solomon. But he says, greater than Solomon is here. What Jesus Christ was saying, that Solomon's kingdom was divided as soon as Solomon died. But the Jesus Christ is the great king. He is the Prince of Peace. There won't be any other king like Jesus Christ. So the Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And he says, I am greater than the Solomon. Isaiah chapter 11, we have to read from verse 1 to 9. And Isaiah chapter 65, verse 25. If you read these verses, in Isaiah 11 you read, Jesus Christ, when he rules, when he comes, he has the wisdom, he has the power, he has the knowledge, he knows the counseling, he knows everything, because God did not give him a spirit with a measure. He has the beyond the measure because he is the Son of God. So he has everything to how to rule the kingdom. And as I said, all the kingdoms of all the worldly people will come and see his kingdom and see his peace and prosperity, and people will be amazed. And at that time, the knowledge will be so great. The word of God says the knowledge will be like spreading everywhere, just like the water spread everywhere in the sea. So the knowledge of God will spread all around the world. There won't be any person who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. The people will be smart. Even the animal will be smart. And the animal will not have enmity with man. God is going to put something in their heart that they will not hate mankind. You remember why the animals are hating mankind, and what the why animal eating each other, and why people eating animals? Because of curse. When the curse came, the animal became the enemy to people. They are scared of enemy. I'm sorry, they are scared of people, and people are scared of animal. Even though God has given us authority over the animals. You see, there are animal trainers. They train elephant, they train lions, they train tigers. But at the same time, you heard the stories. The tigers sometimes attack man, or elephant attacks man, the lion attacks man. Some people handle the snake, but at the same time, the snake bites the man. And so each and every animal, sometime one person was taking care of the monkeys, and monkey attacked the person. So there is no safety right now. You can love the animals, but they don't know that you love them because they don't have that wisdom. They don't worship God. They don't know anything about God. So animals were made for mankind. But the word of God says in the millennium kingdom, the earth will be full of the knowledge of God, and the animal will not be bothering anyone. The lion will eat the grass, and all other animals, they will be living with one another with a harmony. No animal will fight with anyone. Even the little child can lead them. And the child will not be afraid of cobra or any other vicious animals. Can you imagine that kind of life in the millennium? Today's animal lovers, they love the animals, but the animal, they don't love them back. Only dog or cat, when you give them food, they love you. You don't give them food, they will eat your own children, or they will try to kill you. Because the animal do not have that kind of brain. They just do your service because of their stomach. If they don't have food, they will attack somebody. There are people in the famine, they eat their own children. So you can see, if the person or animal do not have food, they will eat one another. In the millennium, they will have enough food. They will have enough animal, but they will not eat animal, because what God is going to do, He will put that, in Garden of Eden, when God created animals, that time animals, they were not eating anybody else. They were eating grass and fruits and vegetables. So the same way God is going to put something in their mind, now onwards, we are not going to kill any man, we are not going to kill any animals, we are not going to kill any babies, and we are not going to bite anybody, and the snake's food will be the dust. So the snake is not going to bite anybody, and that's the kind of peaceful kingdom we are going to see in the millennium. Now people are trying to save the animal and kill the people. I just heard today, one man was trying to save the cat on the highway, and he got killed. So you can see, there are people so much they love the animal, they can give their life. One day somebody was taking the fish to the fish market or somewhere, and something happened and the fish fell out of the truck, and the people were so mad, and they wanted to do some kind of memorial for the fish. The point I'm making, we love animals so much, and though God says, well, you like the animal, come in a millennium, but you are not going to go in millennium until you are born again. If you give your heart to the Lord, if you repent of your sins and say, Lord Jesus, I love you, and I love the nature, and I love the animal, you will be in millennium loving the nature beautifully. As you know, when Jesus Christ comes, and when this all the wrath of God will be poured on earth, we just learned Revelation chapter 16, when each wrath and each bowl was poured on the water, water became completely blood in the sea, and the rivers and the springs of water. Everywhere was blood, and that blood was stinking like a dead man's blood. Not only that, we saw all the islands fled away, all the mountains fled away. So the very disaster, all the fish and everything died. After that, Jesus Christ comes. So Jesus Christ comes, and now he wants to make everything excellent. He wants everything good for people, just like a Garden of Eden. Like a Garden of Eden, when God created mankind, before he created mankind, he had all the fruits and all the vegetables and all the trees, and everything was beautiful. Not only to look at it, but to eat. He says it was good for looking at them, trees and flowers and fruits. Everything was beautiful. And not only that, it was good for food. But the enemy comes and says to Eve, "Did God tell you to eat all the fruits?" She said, "Yes, we can eat all the fruits, but not the one forbidden one." He says, "Well, you should eat that fruit." And she started looking at that fruit, and she started saying, "Wow, this fruit looks like a very good. It can give me wisdom. It can give me knowledge. It can give me everything what I need. Everything is in that fruit." And she was enticed, and she took that fruit and ate it. What I'm trying to say, when God has already made every tree of the garden was good, that fruit was not only good and other fruit were bad, everything was good. But when she start looking that forbidden fruit, and the enemy start saying, "See, this is much better than other ones," and she got confused and she ate it. The same way the devil tried to destroy your spirit and try to bring some kind of food. Now today people are addicted to food, and that's why people are, you know, getting out of shape. Eat, people are eating and people are drinking, and some people are going from one country to another country to searching for good food. And so God knows that you like food and you like fruits, but now we learn. When the people start doing research, they are saying God has prepared all these fruits and vegetables, and they are good for your health. Some of the fruits you are eating now, they say they, when you eat the fruits, it will not cause cancer. Even the some broccoli, they said you eat the broccoli, you will not have cancer, you will not have arthritis, you will not have skin disease, just the broccoli. And there are so many other fruits. And the people now trying to think, let's go and eat more fruits and more vegetables. Now the fruits and vegetables are getting so much expensive. But the word of God is saying, Isaiah chapter 4 verse 2, God is going to make excellent fruits, just like in the Garden of Eden. And the people will be enjoying those fruits. If people heard this, like a 50 or 100 years ago, they would say it is impossible. The Israeli place is a desert place. Nothing grows there. But as soon as the Israeli people came and they start Israeli people start living in there. Now we see the Israeli people as selling their fruits and vegetables up to Europe. And some of the fruits and vegetable might be coming to America. But when the millennium, these fruits and vegetable will be hundredfold better tasting, no sickness, no disease. Now there are pesticides and all these things, but those fruits and vegetable will be pure and good, because we will be learning, the water will be pure, everything will be good. And so everything good, and then fruits and vegetables and everything will, they taste good, just like a Garden of Eden. Don't you think this is exciting? Time is coming, so we should be looking for the millennium. People are believing, oh, we are living in millennium. This is not a millennium. If what I have described right now, is that happening today? No. Some people say, oh, we are living in millennium. Some people say they won't be in millennium. And some people say, oh, we will be having millennium after the what do you call, judgment of Christ. They are confused. This is not going to happen that way. When Jesus Christ defeats the enemy as the second coming of Christ, as soon as he does, then he sets up his throne. And on his throne, he sits and he promised his disciples, his church, they are going to sit with him and rule the whole world. That's the plan of God. And so I want you to be part of it. I believe that I will be there. And you have to believe you and your family will be there. Because that's the purpose of God. That's the purpose of God, that God has called you to believe him, receive him as your Lord and Savior and Prince of Peace and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let me give you a chance. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I want to be with you in your millennium kingdom. I don't want to live in this filthy earth. I want to be like you. I want to be with you forever. And God has promised you. And his promises are yes and true. When you are born again, child of God, and when Jesus Christ comes and he transforms you, you go with him and will be there 7 years. The tribulation will be here. After 7 years, end of the tribulation, we will come. And then, after that, the millennium starts. Let's pray. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please bless me and use me mightily for the glory of God. I give my heart, I give my life to you. And let me live for you. Bless me and bless my family. Take away the sickness, disease from my family. I believe that you are my Savior and you are my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, I believe that Jesus Christ has already saved you. He has already healed you, delivered you, and set you free. Go for checkup. Tell somebody, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and he's my healer, and he's my deliverer. If you believe that, no sickness, no disease, no pain, no suffering will come. Now time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for his glory. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.